This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Elevator pitch, right? Calling all entrepreneurs. How would you fare if you had to present an investor pitch to a potential investor? Would you be able to, you know, put all the information in 30 seconds that would, you know, guarantee maybe a second meeting or first meeting rather with a potential investor? Today we have our entrepreneur, Shonisani Masuta, who's a farmer and entrepreneur. And we're going to be joined by the coach, who's published author, award-winning speaker, entrepreneur, business and executive coach, Dr. Lucas the Champ Molloy. You know how we do it? We give entrepreneurs 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Imagine yourself walking into an elevator. And when you get into an elevator, there's this potential investor. And you've been, you know, going about your business, but you feel like you're at a point where you need that business to grow. Now, with your business the way it is at the moment, would you be able to convince a potential investor to, you know, come closer and see what you're doing? If you are giving only 13 seconds to try and convince us to hear your story in terms of growth, what are you looking for? The numbers, how are the numbers doing? How's, you know, who are your clients? Who's your clientele? How's growth looking? You know, where you are right now? What kind of support do you need?
No, we're not talking about a sales pitch.
No.
Let's differentiate.
No.
A sales pitch is something like an advert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to tell us about your products?
Yeah.
Hey, we do this, we do this. This is what we are helping with.
Yeah.
These are the features in the product or in the service. Come buy, come pay.
When are you stepping into that elevator?
Yeah.
Right before you is somebody who might even give you a life-changing opportunity.
Exactly.
You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we welcome right now on the line Dr. Lucas the Champ Molloy, who's going to be joining us with entrepreneur Shonisani Masuta, a farmer and entrepreneur. Who do we have first? Coach, Dr. Molloy, how are you doing?
I'm good, and you? And good morning to the listeners, and thank you for having us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us, as always. Entrepreneur Shonisani Masuta, good morning, Dimacheroni. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dimacheronavude. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. So you are stepping into the elevator. You are about to meet the potential investor, and I'm going to be telling you when you should go. Is that okay?
That is perfect. Thank you.
Great. Shonisani, you can start.
What started as a backyard farming has now become a 7.5 hectares with 8 employees average, 2 of which are permanently employed. My name is Jennifer Masuta, a farmer and owner of SSTC. We specialize in cabbage production. We have also diversified into okra, green beans, and baby marrow, which we supply the Joburg market twice every week. Our next challenge and opportunity for you as our investor is the debushing of the 5 out of the 7 hectares which we own, so that we can continue with cabbage farming. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Okay, look at you. 30 seconds exactly on the spot. Someone's been rehearsing. We can see, we can tell. We're loving it. No complaints at all. Doc, you've heard what our entrepreneur had to say. This is your first impression. What are your thoughts?
So my question to her is, how many times did she stand in the mirror to practice that pitch? Because when you listen to it, it's flawless. You can, and this is what I talk about every time. So well done to her. Congratulations for going into business and that. We know that the social work studies and all those have lost a candidate and that, because you've got a brilliant entrepreneur here. So what was right about that pitch was that first it was storytelling. So it pulled you in, because the opening line said to you, here is a story that is coming of a business that I want to hear about. Now I'm interested. I'm listening. And then she comes in and she says exactly what her capacity is at the moment. What is it that she's doing? who are the clients, so where is the market, what is her hold on to that market, what are the assets that she has. She's got 5 to 7 hectares of land, so that tells you exactly, as the investor, you know now exactly, this is the capacity that we have. We've got 7 hectares in that. We've got over 50,000 heads of cabbage in a hectare in that. So already I know this is what her productivity potential is, and you now want to meet her because you want to hear of that 7 hectare land, how much is she using, what does she need, what can you put in, and what the outcome would be. She's got the market already. So that's well done to her. Congratulations. A very, very brilliant pitch.
Shinisani, how do you feel about that feedback?
I am ecstatic. I was smiling throughout when he was giving the feedback. I'm truly grateful for it. And I think it comes in as an eye-opener of where and who I need to meet when it comes to the elevator pitch. I truly appreciate the guidance as well.
Absolutely. Happy to have been of assistance. Doc, as always, coming through and giving great insight. We really appreciate your time and expertise. That's published author, award-winning speaker, entrepreneur, business and executive coach, Dr. Lucas the Champ Moloi. And of course, our star entrepreneur, Shonisani Masutha, farmer and entrepreneur. Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.